lesson from Ephesians chapter 5. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. It's a wonderful time of year to see the ripening cornfields turning golden brown, the trees heavy with apples, the pumpkins stacked high. Sun and rain, seed and soil have produced a miracle once again under God's good hand. For harvest and fruitfulness, we give thanks to the Lord each year for providing for our needs, even more than we need, in abundance. St. Paul in our text speaks about a more important harvest, a fruitfulness in spiritual things. The Lord has planted in each of us the seed of his word. He tends and cares for it, and he awaits his spiritual harvest. The fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. Jesus tells us that people are known by what they produce, by the fruit they produce. He says a good tree produces good fruit. And of course, this means that Christians show themselves to be Christians by what they do and think and say. But what is a Christian's reputation in this world? What is your reputation? What is mine? It should be that a Christian is good, righteous, true, and truthful. But are we always? Of course not. But Christianity isn't simply about behavior and morals. In fact, in this lifetime, we can never rid ourselves of sin. We will sin every day. But we recognize that. We don't boast about our sins, but regret them, live in shame over them, in daily sorrow, repentance. We live also in the assurance that our sins are forgiven by our gracious God. We should look at our sins as something to be drowned and destroyed in us. The Catechism teaches us the old Adam, that old sinful nature in us, should by daily contrition, sorrow, and repentance be drowned and die with all sins and evil lusts, and that a new man daily come forth and arise, who shall live before God in righteousness and purity forever. For St. Paul writes to the Romans, we were buried with Christ by baptism into death, that just as he was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Through baptism we are joined with Christ and our sins are dead and buried. Then we as new creatures are grafted into Christ as branches in a vine. We draw our life from him and produce fruits that really come from him. Jesus' goodness, righteousness, and truth are shown in our lives because he works these things in us and through us to other people. Goodness, righteousness, and truth. But what are they? What is goodness? It's hard to define. But we know that God is the epitome of goodness. He's loving, gentle, kind, and merciful. He is good toward all, the scripture says. He sends rain and sunshine at the proper times, even to those who don't deserve it, to the just and to the unjust, it says. Simply put, we know goodness when we know God. The goodness of God is reflected when we show that same kindness and mercy to others. Righteousness is being right and innocent and just and fair. We really dislike things that are not fair, that are not right. We will fight for justice. But Jesus fights for an even greater justice, his unique justice, whereby he takes our place, pays our debt, so that the devil can no longer accuse us, that we are righteous before God. We belong to God and no longer in the clutches of the devil who wants to destroy us. St. Paul says, you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Jesus calls himself the way, the truth, and the life. He is the eternal truth of God's love. What he says is reliable. We can count on it. We shouldn't ever doubt it. When we can reflect that in how we speak and act to other people. Our words and actions should not simply be an appearance or a show. They need to be genuine from Christ himself. It shouldn't be that we say one thing and do another. Jesus teaches us to love our enemies. We learn to do that in Christian love. That doesn't mean that we disregard what is false or against God's word and commandments. Sometimes we have to stand up for what is right and speak something that is unpopular. It means holding first to what God teaches us to believe and do in his holy word, not trusting in our actions, our goodness, or our emotions, but trusting in God and his forgiveness. The hymn we are singing this morning reminds us that all the errors that attack us in this life, even within the outward Christian church at times, they're all around us, and they are within us. We draw our life and strength, our comfort and hope, our forgiveness from God's word and sacraments. We cling to Jesus' words, "If you abide in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Our hope cannot be in ourselves, but because our hope is founded in Jesus, it is sure and certain and unwavering. Because Jesus lived and died and rose again, that we might not perish, but have everlasting life. God the Holy Spirit has made us children of light, to walk in the light, to produce this marvelous fruit of the Spirit, to live in confident hope of paradise restored. That is goodness beyond all human goodness, righteousness beyond anything of this world, and truth that surpasses human understanding and endures forever and ever. We were once darkness, but now we are light in the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord for his goodness, his righteousness, and his saving truth. Amen. Please rise. Please turn to page 105 in the front of the hymn book. We pray together the Collect of Thanks, number 21, page 105. We thank you, Lord God the Father, that you have given us your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, that you have borne in your sacred body all our sins, and by your blood have blotted out all our transgressions. We thank you, Lord the Holy Spirit, that you have created in our hearts true faith, that we know of nothing to trust for our salvation except Jesus Christ and him crucified. O God, grant us your grace, that we may perfectly believe that all our sins are forgiven, for the sake of the passion and death of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so enlighten us by your Holy Spirit, that in the power of our Redeemer's death, we may day by day put off sin, and never forsake the Lord Jesus Christ, until we see him face to face in life eternal. We ask it all in Christ's name. Amen. peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.